Okay.
Hi, Janine.
Hi.
Hi, this is Courtney on
Speaking.
a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to the Roundup lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. I'm just trying to make my mom some food real quick.
Okay. So you're calling to see if you meet the
Yeah,
criteria to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
correct.
You do not have an attorney at this time, correct?
No.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm under penalty you haven't signed any documents with any other law firm for the specific matter, correct?
Have not, correct.
Correct. And you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I'm sorry to hear that. Do you know what the subtype of non-Hodgkin's you were diagnosed with?
It was the B. Oh my God. I know it starts with a B.
B
Hold on,
lymphatic
I'm trying to see what my
leukemia
mom's
or
doing. I'm trying to see what my mom's
yeah.
doing. No, hold on. I'm just trying to see what my mom's doing because she's got dementia. She just went out the back door. I'm trying not to be distracted,
Yeah,
but I
no.
gotta make sure she's not. Here. Don't leave. Here, come back in here and watch Frasier while I make your food because I don't want you messing with that stuff. I don't want you to get hurt out there because it's very windy. Yeah, so come on back inside, okay? All right. I'm sorry.
Miranda, Miss Mar Miranda, is this your
Yeah.
cell phone, the 702-815-7716?
It
Okay, and this is your cell phone I'm talking to you on?
All right, so yes, it is.
Okay.
So anyway, but yeah, it's the large. I had the large B cell lymphoma.
Okay.
It's
And
like
they
diffuse.
Okay, diffuse. Okay.
Hold on. Do you want eggs or do you want tilapia? Huh? Want eggs or tilapia? Tilapia. Tilapia, okay.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. I'm here.
You are a US resident, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so to the best of your knowledge, do you know your date of diagnosis?
Yeah, it was 2011 in September.
September what?
September of 2011.
Okay, do you know the exact date? Like around or estimated approximate date?
Was around the middle of the month because it was like almost a month after my birthday,
Like
exactly.
the
So
15th or
I
what?
want to say like around the 12th or so.
Okay,
Well,
so.
between 12 and 15.
Okay, I'll put so 9/12/2011.
Yeah, you can
Okay.
go with that.
And the Roundup you were spraying is at home or for work?
At home
Okay,
for my
and is that
yard because I had
okay,
a
is that the
really
current
big yard.
address? Is that the current address that you live at this time?
No, I've moved like a couple of times since then, so
Okay, so what is the address that you lived
no.
at when you were spraying it?
Was 7112 Big Rock Circle.
Okay, and where is that located?
I'm sorry, Las Vegas, 89129, Vegas, Nevada.
Okay. Did you have any friends or family member or anyone else that needed help filing a claim?
No.
Okay, how many years were you spraying the Roundup for?
Let's see. Yeah, I was doing the yard there. I was so I want to say like 10 or 11 years. 9, 10 years.
11 years. And were you spraying it?
It's
Were you spraying it
yeah,
once a
the
month or twice a month?
little electric. No, man, that yard was bad. I was spraying myself like twice a week because
Twice a
we
week.
had
Okay.
these little things, little stickers that come off the weed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
Goat
twice a
heads or
week
something.
for
So I was
4
trying to.
weeks. So 8 times a month
Yeah.
for 8 times a month, for 12 months out of the year. So, okay.
I don't know if it was like every 2 weeks, like that, but I know I was out there a lot because I used to go
It's
outside to get away from my kids.
okay. Yeah, that's what I do too. Mine follow me, unfortunately.
I have 4 kids, we didn't
So
go back then. We were
96
younger back
times a
then, so.
year. All right. And then for tw 11 years, it would be.
Remember when that Roundup came out, I thought that was the best thing since sliced bread. You can spray it and the weeds are just turning like a dark color. And,
I know. It's
it takes weed whackers.
so you were spraying it for more than least 10, for 10 days or more. And have you ever had any of these illnesses? Have you ever had HIV or an organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis
No,
C,
I thought it was.
arthritis?
I just can I just ask you real quick? Okay, say the other ones. I get stumped with that HIV one. Like, what is
They just have to
Roundup and
ask.
HIV having? Like,
Because they do your
oh,
blood
okay,
work,
this
they
is a
just have
weird
to ask
question.
you all these things. Hepatitis B or
Okay.
Epstein-Barr, lupus or diabetes. Do you have any of those?
No,
Okay.
none of that. No.
Did you have any family history of cancer or any other chemotherapy that
No.
you had to do other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No,
Okay.
I will never do
So I
that
have.
again.
Your first name is Jeanine. Last name Miranda,
Yes, Janine.
Miranda, correct?
All right.
No suffix in your name. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Email.
Okay. What's your date of birth?
August 15th, 1966.
Fellow Leo. All right. And then,
Yes.
what's your marital status? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Okay.
Divorced.
And then can you confirm your social for me?
546-735-4004.
5 4 Okay, 546-73 5406.
5-4-0-4.
Oh, the last four. Okay, 546-73
Yes.
5404.
All right.
Okay, and then how tall are you?
5-4.
Okay, and I'm approximately how much do you weigh?
That's a tricky question because I tried to get on my scale yesterday and it started to say 190 something, which I did not appreciate. But I guess and the only part of it will light up, but I'm like between 180 something and well, apparently
I'll put
190
180.
something.
I'll put 180. And then
Yes.
your primary phone number is
All right.
702-815-7716. This is your cell phone. What time of day do you prefer the attorneys to call you?
Afternoon.
Okay. And then what is your current mailing?
Afternoon.
What is the current email that you have access to?
The GGIGI Miranda. So it's GGMiranda66 at Gmail.
Perfect. Thank you
And
for
it's
confirming that.
GIGI, not just the GG.
Okay. And then, when did you became ill? You first became aware of
I
the
started
roundup
getting
at,
sick like a couple of years after I
ill and
stopped.
went to doctors. Okay. That's what I was just going to say. Went to doctors.
Yeah.
And
I
then,
didn't go right away because I didn't have medical insurance, so
okay, and then the related issue between the roundup and the injuries was probably what, when you got diagnosed, or was it before your diagnosis?
that was when the doctor told me that it was probably the Roundup that was doing that, and then that's when they started, asking me, about the what I've been using because, normally I'm not, sick. So,
Okay.
That's the only thing with the really trace it is,
Okay, and then you were using Roundup approximately 8 times a sorry. It's a lot of repetitive questions, so I'm just gonna sorry if I have to ask you the same question like a bunch of times. I just have to get it in. So 8 times a month, you were using it for 1 month before diagnosis. When did you start using the Roundup? Because you said you used it for about 11 years. Before 2011, would you say what was that
it was
in 2000?
No, let's see. My kids were little, so it's like 1999. Around that time, we moved into that house that had all the weeds, and I was responsible for it.
Okay,
you know,
so then
the
you,
yard,
so you,
then,
so you
I got,
used
I got
it.
Written up, so.
You used it for more than 11 years, and you used it for 12 years.
All right, well, 12. Yeah.
Yeah, just because they check to make sure that it's the exact
yeah.
time. So I'm gonna, I don't want it to. I want to make sure it looks right. What
okay.
time? When did you
well,
move
yeah.
into?
Okay.
When did you start using it in '99? In the in, what time of year?
Yeah. Summertime.
So what you say, like June?
I know the summertime.
June 1st, 1999.
Yeah.
And then when did you stop using it? In September of 2011?
No, I stopped using it probably around maybe 2009.
Oh, okay. That's why you're...
2009, 2010.
So maybe that's where
yeah,
you got the
so
11.
Like I said, I didn't...
Maybe that's where you got the 11
maybe,
years from. Okay, then I'll...
I didn't... Let it go to the doctor right away, like I said.
Okay, so we'll put...
I just thought maybe it had something to do with it.
Okay, so we'll put the 11 years, and then we'll put that you put it 99 to 2000...
To like...
2010.
Yeah, around...
What
yeah,
what type of...
Yeah.
When did you use it, though, in 2010? Before, like... When in 2010 did you stop using it?
It had to be probably, I want to say summer or spring. You know, it's hot all the time out here. So once it just starts getting hot, it's all summer to me. But
what, like
think where
March or April?
I can't be definite on the.
It could just be an estimated.
Because the kids were out of school. So it might have been, let's say July, June or July, because it was real hot during that time. And I remember thinking, I'm glad I'm not outside dealing with that.
I'm sorry, say that again? When?
So,
April?
I was saying it had to be around summertime because it had to be like in summertime because I remember the kids were out of school.
So
and I was thinking,
June or
thank
July.
God I don't have to go out there and so was it June or July?
June, what? What do you want me to put? I have to put a date, so.
Okay.
Just the best of your knowledge. It doesn't have to be exact.
June 1st.
Okay, June 1st.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's just say June 1st.
So basically, just so you know, 2010. So I put, it says June 1st, 1999 to June 1st, 2010, which is 11 years. That's perfect. You were applying it monthly. Were you using a hand sprayer, backpack, or how are you?
It was a sprayer where it has like that little electric nozzle thing.
Okay.
Were
you using any type of gloves?
No.
No type of protective gear?
I didn't think it was,
Okay,
no.
And then...
I mean, every
and
now
then,
and then, like, when I pull weeds, I would have gloves, but no.
Okay, and then what about...
that's probably the stupid part.
And this was in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. In residential, and you were directly exposed. It was you who was spraying the...
Yep.
Directly, you were the one spraying it. You were present every time you were spraying it. In your lifetime, you've had about 1,000 and 56 different exposures. Do you live, do you get your water from a well, or do you live near a well?
No.
Okay.
No.
Have you ever been any, have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides like benzines or Agent Orange?
No.
Were you using
Agent
concentrate,
Orange.
Concentrate or premixed?
The concentrate.
Okay. Where were you purchasing the Roundup at?
Yeah, where does everybody shop? Walmart.
Walmart? Okay.
Everything.
Yeah. And then did you have proof of purchases, or could you show proof of purchase?
Oops, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Okay. And then
do
you still have it in your possession?
What, the Roundup?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Is it the Walmart on Lincoln? Is it the Walmart Superstore on Lincoln Avenue or something? Is that the one you go
no,
to?
No, it's the one by my house. So, no, go to the one that's near my house. So it's Rainbow Cheyenne.
Rainbow Cheyenne.
And it wasn't a super Walmart. Yeah, and it wasn't a super Walmart. I would like go between that one, but the other one is like Decatur and Charleston. But the one I went to the most was the one by my house, which was
okay.
on Rainbow.
Rainbow Boulevard. Yeah, I found it. Okay, and then and then you don't have any in your possession anymore, right?
No.
Okay. Do you smoke?
No, I do not.
Are you currently employed?
No, I'm not.
Okay, and did
I'm
you
taking
lose
care of my mom. Well, I guess taking care of my mom.
Did you lose work because
Pardon
of
me?
Your tre- Did you lose work because of your illness?
Well,
like, were you unable to work because you had
no,
a
not really, because. Well, I mean, I wasn't working really that much then at the time, but
you couldn't
it
work anyways because you had
with a couple of like jobs that I tried to get.
Okay,
yeah,
and then
I had a bunch of kids, you know.
Were you ever in the military?
No.
Okay, have you ever been any other lawsuits or any disability claims or any filed for bankruptcy or anything like that?
No.
Okay, any convicted of any crimes or anything like that?
No, never.
Okay. You could provide medical records if needed for your injuries and cancer treatment?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
I could just go down to the hospital, like get my records or whatever.
Yeah, what was the name of the facility that you were being treated at?
Is it Sunrise Hospital or Sunrise? It's on Maryland Parkway.
Okay, let me look.
I think
yep, yeah, Maryland Parkway, Sunrise and Medical Center. And then who was your who was the doctor that you
the one that I saw?
Yeah,
his
who
name was I remember what they called him. His name was Coy. And I always called him Dao. I don't know if it was pronounced Dao or Dao, but it's D-A-O, but, you know, it sounded like Dao. I don't know if you know that song. I don't know how old you are.
Oh, no, I know. I know what you're talking about.
D-A-O.
And then C-H-O-I was the last name?
Yeah, no, it was with a K, because it spelled like Koi, K. But it had like a, yeah, the H in the middle, but it was a K. K-H-O-I.
Okay.
Boyfish Dale. I have to do stuff to remember people's names.
Hey,
yeah,
I get it. Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, comprehensive. Yeah. Okay, hold on 1 second. And then When was the when was your treat when did you start doing treatment? Oops.
I started doing the treatment like almost soon
Your diagnosis?
I wouldn't, yeah, so it was like the next month because everything, I was shocked on how fast everybody stepped up. So it was in October.
Okay.
It had to be kind of toward the end of October because it was around my son's birthday,
October.
which is
Okay,
October 25th, so.
so you got diagnosed on the 12th. So you got treated at the hospital when? When would you say you got treated at the
In
hospital?
October.
October what?
In October of 2011.
Yeah, but what day in October?
Oh, actually, shit. I don't know. I know it's close to my son's birthday, so it had to be, my son's, it's the 25th of October, so it had to be like around maybe the 20. I know it's like, let's
To
say
the
the
best of your
20th.
knowledge, okay, the 20th, that's fine. To the best of your knowledge, if you need to change any of this, you can change it once you speak with the attorneys,
Yeah,
okay?
let's go with the. All right, hang
And
on.
then
Let's
was
go
that
20th.
chemo that you started, or was it radiation, surgery? What type of
No,
treatment?
they had done a surgery
Oh,
where they
surgery?
had like the surgery where they were removing the affected parts from my neck area, and
Okay.
then I did some chemo. Yeah, I remember it was 6 months, six treatments because it was 6-6, but it felt more like 666 that was
Yeah.
happening. But
Oh,
because I'm going
man.
66,
Yeah.
it
Oh,
couldn't
I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks. How
yeah.
is the
And
how has
then
it
I did
affected your life?
some.
Like, is it,
Let me tell you, if I ever had to do that again, I wouldn't. I would just be like, time to go because being nauseous is not anything. And I've had, my hips replaced a couple of years ago, and
Oh, I have
that
to do
was a
that.
piece of cake compared to
Was
anything
it?
else.
Okay, 'cause I have to
Yeah,
do
let me tell you.
that.
Yes. I was up walking. I was up walking because then it got so bad I couldn't even walk, and I thought this was it. And I was ready to put myself to sleep because the doctors kept telling me, "Oh, you're just it's in your head. You're thinking of too much. This pain is, And then finally they sent me to the osteo guy. I met him on February 29th, and he had me in surgery by March.
For your hips?
So. But yeah, for the hips. He did my
Yeah.
surgeries 3 weeks apart.
So I
And he
have
got in
to.
trouble. He got in trouble for that. Did you know?
Yeah, because I have to have mine
Yeah, usually they
done.
make you wait, but.
I have hip dysplasia, and I want to do it before I have to do
Yes.
total hip, So it's
Yes.
so painful. And I'm like, dude, I just want to do the surgery and get it
Yeah,
done with.
it really is. Yeah, when I met the doctor and he looked at my X-rays, he was like, "Oh my God, how have you been walking?" He said I should have had that surgery done in my 20s because I was born with it, and all my kids were cesarean, and that's probably why. He said nobody ever bothered to look to see why I had to have a cesarean, and it's because my hips were too small, I wouldn't dilate. But nobody ever checked it. I didn't know that was a thing, So.
Okay, to work during treatment. Let's see. What's your current address?
2713 Valparaiso Street, and
Wait, say it
that's
one more time.
spelled VAL Valparaiso or Valparaiso. I don't know, it's like the city in Illinois.
Okay,
So
so
it's
it's
a VAL.
2713.
Yeah.
And then VAL, sorry.
Yep, Valparaiso. VALPARAISO.
Oh yeah, Las
Three.
Vegas, Nevada. Okay. And is this
3910.
a house?
Yes.
Okay. 2713 Valparaiso Street, Las Vegas, Clark County, Nevada, 89108. Perfect. I do have to put a emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. This is just to make sure that we can continue the case for you and your loved ones. Is there somebody that you want to put for your emergency contact?
Yeah, I guess I can put one of my kids.
Okay. What's your, and you give me contact. What's your, what's your child's name?
But her name is Nina Perez.
Okay.
Okay, and then before for a number, because I don't know it by heart. We had to go use this phone again. All right. No, contacts. There we go. Contacts. Okay, it's 702-781-4467.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Perfect. So thank you for providing that. It looks like I have everything for the case. Let me go ahead and just go over this with you really quick. Janine, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma due to after spraying the Roundup product. Sorry. You were diagnosed 9/12/2011. You were spraying it at your residence around your fence line at 7112 Big Rock Circle, Las Vegas, Nevada. You are between the ages of 18 and 79. You approximately sprayed it for 11 years, for 7 days or more. And your birth date is 8/15/1966. I have your social as 546-73-5404. Your injury date, 9/12/2011. Let's see. Okay, you started spraying Roundup 6/1/1999, stopped spraying it 6/1/2012, or 2010, sorry, not 2012, 2010, and in Nevada, you were directly affected, directly spraying it every time, and then All right, so everything looks correct. Was there anything else that you wanted me to add to the add to your file to help support the case that you can think of at this time?
No. I'm supposed to be in therapy right now.
So what I'm doing is I'm just sending you a I'm sending you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me really quick. It'll take about just another minute and then we'll be done. What you're going to want to do is just review and sign the documents. Basically, you're going to want to adopt and sign the signature, tap all the fields.
Can I do it after? Because I'm already 15 minutes late for my appointment and she just sent me my thing
to sign in, and
I have to pay for it.
I have to do it while you're on the phone with me. I just sent it. It's in a text message.
Okay. Courtney K.
Yeah, just press adopt and sign. Yeah, adopt and sign.
Okay.
You might have to use your finger to adopt and sign the signature. Press accept, tap the fields, and then let me know once you press finish.
Okay. Okay, security check. Well, this all send digits around. This is continue. Please review. Please sign. Okay, I agree. But okay, sign here. Okay, sign. Yeah. adopt and sign.
Yeah, I press sign, adopt and sign, accept. Yeah, so, then tap the fields and then press finish.
Okay, and then date of birth, da, da, da. Okay, initials. Okay. I'll draw your initials. Okay. All right, just sending me the thing again. Okay, initials. Initials. Sign here. Fired initials. Fired initials. Finish. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Let me see, make sure it's done. All right, you're all set. I'll let you go. I'll give you a call back. Okay. But I was just going to say, I'm going to text you from my direct line. I'll give you a call back.
Yeah,
but I'm going to text you from my direct line.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.